All right, Joey Savacci, two top 10 moto finishes, I believe.
Yeah,
two top 10s, a good qualifying. Unfortunately, I was talking to Marty earlier, and you broke your finger in practice?
Yeah, there was, like, those lights on the edge of the track that flash red. Yep. As if, I don't know. I made a little mistake, so I got close to the edge, but they were maybe a little too close.
Okay.
And to be honest, like, it blends in with the dirt anyways, so, like, I saw the cone, the orange cone, but I didn't see the stick and the light sticking out the top. So when I went by it, like, I didn't think anything of it.
Oh, cone.
I thought it was a cone, yeah. And it wasn't a cone. So, yeah, it wasn't a good way to start the morning.
No.
That's for sure. So, we made do.
It looks disgusting.
Yeah. I wanted to pop the nail to let some pressure out, but they won't do that because it's broken and it risks infection.
Oh.
So, like, I was like, dude, can we please poke a hole in my nail and let some pressure out? Yeah. And they won't do it, so.
Damn.
Yeah, good times, dude.
So all of that you'll take today on a California track, which are not really your specialty. Although I guess you're pretty good at, like, harder pack stuff over the years. But anyways, you'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the goal coming here, especially not really knowing, like, we definitely had a lot of hours spent the last 2 weeks trying to get this bike in a good place. And yeah, not racing outdoor last year on a 450. Obviously, the bike's different. Never ridden a Honda outdoor, so there was a few things, and I truthfully didn't know where we'd be.
Yeah.
I'll take it for sure.
You were like fifth fastest for a little while in the morning.
Yeah, no, it was the first practice was good. Second practice, I mean, this was literally the first lap that I tried to go fast and hit that, so that was a bit of a struggle. And we put different suspension on for the first practice, and it was good, so we went more that direction for the second, and we went too far, so bike wasn't the best in the second practice. But start in the first one was good, start in the second one wasn't my best, but I refused to run a paddle here. And I think we got eaten up a little bit, so like I said, I'll take it. I'm glad I'm glad to be back. It's nice to be, I like the outdoors, but it's a little bit more fun when you got power underneath you. I'm happy with it.
You were hounding Pat Jarrell in the second moto late.
Yeah, I honestly was
did
hurting.
You know who that was?
Yeah, no, I did, and I was trying, but like every time I get close, I start getting hit, and I was hurting. So obviously, I wanted to get around him because I was tired of eating roost. But I made one big push, got really, really close, and then didn't make it happen. And with like two to go, I was like, dude, have it.
I saw you with three or four to go. After the first turn, the left, the next right, you launched the single over the roller, and I was like, oh, he's still going for it.
We made an effort, like I said, like three or four to go, I made one big push, and then with two to go, I was like, dude, you can have it. I'm tired of eating roost. I ate roost the whole moto, and I mean, as always, my start in the first one was better, so the moto almost felt easier. Name of the game, right?
So no paddle, just because on the tops it's slippery. Like, it's slippery out here in spots, right?
Yeah, dude, the only place you need a paddle is for the start,
right?
And I mean, yeah, it's important, but like,
but I feel like guys run paddles and they just live with it, right?
I mean, Eli's a perfect example. That dude would probably run a paddle at,
well, you ran a Dallas SMX.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, like I think Honda went to normal tire for the second one.
Did they? Okay.
I think Cowie was on a normal one. AP was on a normal one for the first one, and then they went to paddle for a second. So I don't know. I think it's all, it's personal preference. I just felt like the track is way too hard underneath to run a paddle here, for me at least. You know, it's not something like for Eli. He runs it 24/7 every day of the week at home, so he's used to it. He figures it out. But if I don't have to run it, I'd rather not.
Well, good ride today. Shitty about your finger. You have two good tracks for you coming up too, which sucks that if your finger's going to jack you up. But these next two are really good for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, it's nice to be back. I know it's a lot of racing, and sometimes I complain about how busy my schedule is, but it's nice to be just back in rotation of the grind, go race, get frustrated, watch the race, try to figure it out, go home. You know, the grind. It's nice. It's you quickly forget how much you enjoy it until it's gone. And all in all, I had fun today.
It's glass half full, Joey, today.
I guess, yeah. I mean, like I said, I was just telling my wife on the phone. Like, I actually, as bad as today was as far as pain wise, like I had fun. It was nice. So it's all uphill from here, I think.
I got my regional here next week. You got any tips for me?
Well, I was looking at a lot of times from yesterday. I think you were like 2/10 quicker than Jet.
Yeah, okay.
So you dialed.
I'll be all right.
Not even worried about it.
All right.
The question, paddle or no paddle?
I don't have a paddle. I gotta buy one.
Nah, dude, go ask Jet. I'll give you one.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, see ya.
Cool. Thank you, man.